Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network. It is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Darren Rizzi, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. Coach, tough loss again, 25-10 to Las Vegas, and we seem to be kind of living this tale of two halves week in and week out. And it's just tough. You look at week 16 and 17, no points in the second half, week 14 and 15, only 7 points in the first half. So, man, it's just so hard to overcome when you can't get that full game.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. You know, it's been a situation where really the last few games here, we're just not producing enough points on offense, you know, and unfortunately it's twofold. We haven't done a great job of getting off the field the last couple of games in the first half on defense. And that's, you know, really affected the time of possession against us. And we've had very limited amount of plays. And so, you know, it's never one thing. It's always a couple deals. But, you know, for sure, we had some opportunities here yesterday offensively that a couple plays down inside the red zone that get called back for penalties. And those are big time killers. So look to find a way to bounce back this week.
Coach Rizzi, exactly like you said, you know, you cannot have 9 penalties or more. This is an old school stat. 9 penalties or more around 100 yards, that's like giving up a touchdown. Well, we ended up having 10 penalties, but we'd have a big play, and then it'd be nullified because of a penalty. I mean, think about, you know, the ebb and flow of a game. You might say, well, it is what it is. But just to start the game, how that unfolded, if, I don't know, if Grandison doesn't jump off sides, we're going to force it 3 and out. And we come away with a sack. Brian Brzee, minus 9 yards. So when y'all evaluate that, do y'all make the players aware of that, obviously?
Yeah, Bobby, we actually watched that sequence, actually watched a bunch of those sequences in the team meeting this morning. You know, that play, the penalty that you're referring to on Carl, where he jumped in a neutral zone, and then, you know, we get the sack, you know, subsequently after that. They had the ball for 7.5 minutes and 14 more plays. And so, you know, that's a half of a quarter. And, yeah, it certainly affects the rest of the game. And then, you know, we did it to ourselves again offensively on our first drive. We had the ball at the plus 37-yard line. We're going to go for it on 4th and 5, and we jump off sides, and now all of a sudden we're at the 42. You know, we got a punt. So, yeah, listen, those are self-inflicted, and there's no two ways around it. I mean, it is what it is. It's something we got to be better at. It's 2 weeks in a row we've cost ourselves a little bit defensively. We jump in the neutral zone on some hard counts, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. It completely affects the rest of the game. No doubt, we had 2 plays offensively that got down inside the 5. In fact, I think Juwan's might have been a touchdown when you look back at it, the one he rolled into the end zone. And both of those plays get called back for penalties. So yeah, just they were killers. There's no escaping it. It is what it is.
Now, Coach Rizzi, I think coming into the game, and I know you challenged the team that, you know, can you stop the run or can you run the football? That's kind of old school. And I'm just looking at Abdullah, an old NFL veteran. He topped 100 yards for the first time in his career. He's played 141 games. And they were able to have success in the first half, ended up having 158 yards. To me, that you got to look within as a defensive unit, and I know you probably challenged the defense, that even though the Raiders were dead last, only rushing for 77.5 yards a game, that they felt like they could run against us and having 38 rushing attempts. Now they had the lead, but that's something, that to me, that's man-to-man. That's not no trick play or no finesse crap. When that happens, that as a player, and you in the defense, man, you got to look in the mirror and say, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, Bob, there was a couple of runs in particular. You know, the one run, I think we had him first and 12 from like the 3-yard line or 2nd and 12. And when we had him backed up there and they ripped off a 17-yard run, you know, that was a big play in the game because we had him backed up. We just made a nice play on a punt play. They had a holding call that was half the distance, and we had him in the shadows of the goalposts. And, you know, then they rip off a 17-yarder. And then there's a couple of more that were, you know, some 12-yard run. I think they had a 10-yard run on 3rd down, which was a big one. And then and then one more in particular. Those are the backbreakers. Agreed. You know, I'll give them credit. They did a nice job schematically running the football. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we've been too hot and cold on all year, and we haven't been good enough on, you know, yards per carry. And that was a story again yesterday. You know, we've been hot and cold in that area because there were some games earlier that, you know, we did a good job. We did a good job against Washington. We did a good job against the Rams, against the Giants, but the last couple, not good enough.
Coach, talk about the, I guess, evolution in the, of what is happening with Spencer and how he is progressing. Second quarter, first half yesterday, he's 11 of 13. Man, it had clicked off like 10, 11 in a row, then finished 20 of 36. There just seems to be, again, I know I'm back to that tale of two halves thing, but for Spencer specifically, the difference and the adjustments that teams make.
Yeah, you look at his first half statistically, like you said, and he actually played a really clean half. I think he had one throwaway on purpose, another drop, and so, you know, that's his 13 throws in the first half. And you know, then you look at the second half. I think on the day we had 7 or 8 balls that were dropped that need to get caught. We had a couple of pass protection breakdowns where he actually made some plays with his feet. So, you know, I've been asked a couple times about evaluating his overall performance yesterday. It's a little bit of an incomplete because, you know, it's a little bit unfair to judge him in some aspects because he was kind of had to move on the run, and then he delivered some balls that should have been caught. Now, he certainly had about 3 to 5 throws in the game that we pointed out today, you know, in front of the team that he's got to make in some big situations. There's a play there to Dante Pettis at the end of the game. There's another one to Juwan on a third down where they're open. He's got to make the throw, but he did have some big time throws. I mean, he had a big time throw to Kevin Austin before the half, where we get a field goal there. I thought he handled himself really good in the 2-minute drill, you know, at the end of the first half there. But again, it goes back to, you know, not really giving him as much help. So, you know, it's the negative plays, it's the interceptions. He throws a high ball there to Cedric where it gets tipped up in the air, and then he throws one, you know, into double coverage later in the game there. And then another one that their linebacker Spillane dropped. So we got to get rid of those 3 to 5 throws a game that you know, are negative, because there really are some things that he's done well.
You know, Coach Rizzi, along those lines, yeah, you got to protect the football. You got to take it away. At the beginning of the year, we've talked to you about this before. We were outstanding. We were taking the football away. But as of late, I mean, look, we're -2 in back-to-back games. Come on, the percentages are against you. We're -3 for the season. Looking at the Raiders, they were, -17 coming into the game. That's not winning football. That was one before last. And to me, that's still mind-boggling. Last year, we were +11. I want to say we were like +4. We were training that way. But it seems like, well, the back end of the season, we weren't taking away the football, and it was too much. We were even instead of being on that plus side. For instance, I can tell you one reason why we had a chance to beat the Eagles in the Dome. And, you know, we had, a 5-point lead with under 2 minutes, and then we run into each other. But we took away the football that game. And that's why we had a chance. And look where Philly's at right now and getting ready for the postseason. So even something as simple as that, when y'all watch it, I mean, when you have the meetings, I mean, like the coaches or different position groups, is it just a cyclical? I mean, as far as taking the football away and maybe not taking it away? Because as of late, no, we have not been opportunistic.
Yeah, Bobby, I can't disagree with that. You know, it's all about opportunities. You know, there was a couple opportunities yesterday to take the ball away, which we didn't come away with the ball. You know, Honey Badger had a really good break on a deep ball off his fingertips. He had another really good break on an over route where he kind of comes down hard and breaks up the pass where, you know, earlier in the year, we were coming down with those balls. And also, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think we have forced 13 fumbles on the year and have only recovered 3. And so, you know, we haven't done a good enough job, you know, getting the ball out. I think there's a couple of plays there in the pocket, you know, with the quarterbacks where we could do a better job having awareness of getting the ball out on some sack fumbles. But, you know, we've had some opportunities that we haven't cashed in on. And listen, everything you said, I agree with. Turnovers are the great equalizer. You come up with the best game plan in the world, and if you turn the ball over, you're going to have a problem, and your opponent can have the best game plan in the world, and if you take the ball away, all that's irrelevant. So, yeah, we've got to get back to that this week. It's something that's gone away for the last 4 or 5 games, us taking the ball away. It's something that we've certainly emphasized and certainly want to get back to for sure.
Need to take a break. This is the Saints Coaches Show, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. Back after this. Welcome back. Mike Austin, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Darren Rizzi. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. And Coach Rizzi, nobody questions the heart and the skill of Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, he's just frustrated, right? Said yesterday after the game, talked about too many walkthroughs. But really what it's done, it's put a spotlight, kind of, he walked it all back and talked about it, you know, kind of misspoke today, but it has put a spotlight on really the limitations that you have as far as padded practices during the regular season.
Yeah, listen, there's no one that loves Honey Badger more than me, and how passionate he is, and his leadership's been unbelievable. I think what he's referring to in the big picture are a few different things. I mean, first of all, you know, he's been a couple different places where they do things differently, which is great. He's been on some championship teams, and he's done a bunch of different ways. And you know, Mike, when I took over, obviously we were in a stretch there where we lost seven games and we had a bunch of injuries and whatnot. So we, as you guys are well aware of, we had to kind of evaluate everything and where we stood and everything. So, you know, we were in the middle of a situation where, you know, we had a bunch of injuries, and, you know, really at that point had to evaluate how we're going to practice. And we had a bunch of soft tissue injuries in practice. We had a bunch of soft tissue injuries in games. And so, you know, listen, over the course of the years, I've done a lot of investigating and a lot of background on practices around the league, the 32 teams. It was one of my duties as assistant head coach all these years to kind of evaluate how we practice. And really, we're not much different than any other team the way they're practicing right now. And you mentioned the NFL limitations. You know, most fans would be surprised that during the course of an NFL season, you're only allowed to have 14 padded practices, you know, for the whole entire season. I mean, heck, when Bobby was playing, they had 14 padded practices in the first 2 weeks of the season. So, you know, you can only have 14 padded practices the entire year, and you can only have three of those in the last 6 weeks, and you can only have one of those, you know, per week. So there's definitely some restrictions and some limitations on how often you could practice tackling and all that. And so, you know, I really think that's kind of what Tyrann was referring to. Listen, the way we've done it, we've been fortunate here. You know, over the course of the last 7 weeks, we've zero soft tissue injuries in practice. We have zero soft tissue injuries, we have one in the game, which was Alvin's on that touchdown catch. And so, you know, we've done a great job there of keeping the guys healthy and fresh. Now, you know, when I took over, we won three out of the first four games. So I really don't think practice, you know, was an issue the way we were practicing. What Honey Badger is referring to is kind of the limitations and the way that the NFL, you know, set up is kind of done. Now, listen, during training camp, we get a lot of hard work. We get a lot of practice time. We get a lot of padded practices, and that's where all that fundamental technique, blocking, tackling, that's where all that stuff gets worked on. So, you know, but there is some limitations for sure. And, you know, we were kind of had to find a happy medium when I took over on the best way to practice and with an injured team, and the best way to kind of do it to avoid injuries.
You know, Coach Rizzi, you mentioned Alvin Kamara, and obviously you can see the difference he makes in the running game when all said and done. You know, yesterday we only had, when I'm looking at it, and Rattler, I don't know, 2 weeks in a row, the quarterback's the leading rusher. I would tend to believe if Alvin Kamara's playing, that's probably maybe not the case. You know, Kendrick Miller, he gets knocked out. He's not been available. When I look at Alvin Kamara, fans have asked me, and I said, I think he probably would want to achieve this. He might have an incentive in his contract. He needs, seven more yards to get to 1,500 total yards from scrimmage and 50 yards to be surprising his first 1,000-yard season as far as a rusher. Then Derek with his hand. And then you look at the significant impact in the NFC South. Now, some Who Dat Nation fans just say, well, we don't want Atlanta in the postseason. But Tampa Bay has to win. And I know it's a challenge. It's a lot of pride. You play in the NFC South. But what do you think going forward? That is that still up? That maybe Carr has a chance in Kamara? Or would you see maybe Alvin Kamara more than Derek Carr?
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, I know you touched on a few things there. I'll hit them one at a time. I mean, listen, as far as the rushing attempts from the game go, I would say this. You know, it was a little bit of a perfect storm. Obviously, we didn't have Alvin, number one. Number two, Kendre actually was running the ball fairly well there in the beginning, and he got knocked out with a concussion. He was out for the game. And then thirdly, we fell behind. So the rushing stats obviously get a little bit skewed. I think we only had 10 handoffs to the running backs for that game. That's not typical of our offense, but we were playing from behind there, two-minute drill kind of tempo and on the ball, and had to throw we had to throw more than we wanted to, you know, going into the game. So that's kind of the rushing numbers. As far as the injuries go, listen, I had Alvin in my office today. You know, this guy wants to play. I can't speak on contracts and bonuses and all that. I have absolutely no idea, and I'm not lying when I say that. If he's got an incentive, I don't know about it. But I know this guy, you know, Alvin has been unbelievable since he's been hurt. He's been wanting to get back. He wants to finish the season. He's doing everything he possibly can, you know, from a rehab standpoint to get back. We're not just going to throw him out there just to have him go out there and get 50 more yards. That's not going to be the case. If he can play, he can be effective, then certainly we want him to be out there because he's a game changer. As far as Derek goes, you know, Derek tried to simulate what a game would look like last week with his left hand. It didn't go great from a grip strength standpoint on that left hand. That was the middle of last week. We're thinking about doing that one more time here and see if there's any possibility that he can do that. But the same thing, we're not going to put him out there in harm's way. If he's not able to function at a high level, you know, we're not going to throw him back out there. And listen, I know there's probably some fans out there, you know, why the heck would you play Alvin Kamara? Why the heck would you play Derek Carr? These guys want to play. And, you know, it's my job to respect their wishes. Both these guys are captains, they're leaders. They've been unbelievable for our locker room. And the fact of the matter is, you know, we're 5-5 this year with Derek Carr as our starting quarterback. We're 0-5 without him. And that's just, we can slice it and dice it however many ways we want. The bottom line is, you know, we've won 5 games with Derek at quarterback. We've lost 5, and 3 of those 5 games that we lost were by 3 points or less. So, because he gives us the best chance to win. And so, as far as Tampa Bay goes, you know, listen, I said to the team this morning, I actually love the fact that they're playing to get into the playoffs. I don't want to go down and play a team that's, you know, sitting their quarterback or their star players or whatever. I want our team to be challenged. You know, we got a lot of young guys right now that we're still trying to evaluate. We got a lot of professionals in the building that want to finish this season strong. And we got a lot of guys that are pissed off about how the last 2 weeks have gone. And so they want to go out there and they want to put a better football on tape. And that's really the bottom line.
Need to take another break. We're talking with Saints head coach Darren Rizzi. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network with Saints head coach Darren Rizzi. And I'm going to finish up the final segment talking about kind of Tampa, right? So they are playing good football. That loss to Dallas is really the only blemish in the last 5 or 6 weeks. But they also put 51 points on you in Caesars Superdome back in week 6. So, man, there's a lot going on in this game. And this is a team, you, the Saints, that have played well in Tampa.
Yeah, you said it, Mike. There's a lot going on in this game. You got a team that's, you know, if they win, they're in. They win the division. You got a division, you know, obviously a huge rivalry for us. You know, we're trying to bounce back and finish the season strong after not playing very well the last 2 weeks. That's been noted. A lot of respect for Todd Bowles, the whole organization. Liam Cohen does a great job. I've worked with many other guys on their staff before. Casey Rogers, George Edwards, you know, just have done a really great job on the defensive side of the ball. You look what they're doing offensively with Liam as the OC, and the year that Baker's had, and Bucky Irvin, the rookie running back, Mike Evans having another huge year. So they got it rolling right now. And, you know, we played such a roller coaster game the last time we played them. You talk about the tale of two halves. That was one of those games as well. And, you know, but really at the end of the day, it comes down to us making the corrections from the last couple of weeks. As I said, you know, we love a challenge. You know, we need to finish up this season on a strong note, and that's really, you know, what our goal is this week, put a great week of practice together, go down there with a great game plan, and go out and execute it. And I love the fact that it'll be a great competition, but certainly nothing but respect for them and their organization, their head coach, Not only is a great coach, he's a great friend, and you know, but there's nothing more we want to go down there and to ruin their playoff chances. So that's what we have to, you know, in order to do that, we got to play a sound, fundamental game in all three phases, which we haven't done here in a couple weeks.
Coach Rizzi, looking at the offensive and defensive side of the ball first, I'm going to go with the defense. To me, this is unacceptable. 38 sacks on the season. To me, you can talk about quarterback hurries, quarterback hits. That needs to be in the high 40s, low 50s, because we've done that in the past if you want to be amongst the best. I thought Cam had a nice game. He ended up coming up with a sack. But right now, we only had 38 with one game left to play. I want you to comment on that. And I don't know if I've ever seen this. This is like post-Katrina. You know, I'm coming back. I'm in New Orleans doing the radio. I know we've always been efficient as far as third down offense. But right now, we had like 37%. No, that's what you want your defense to be in the 30s. That's one thing to me. And obviously yesterday, we were like 0 for 9 at one time. Ended up 1 of 10. But our third down offense overall, Coach Kubiak, we changed how we're going to do things. And all that, but no matter who's really been the quarterback, third down offense, and nothing to write home about this season.
Yeah, Bobby, I'll start on the defensive side of the ball with the sacks. You know, you mentioned the turnovers earlier about how they come in bunches. That's kind of been the case for us with the sacks also. You're right. We've had a bunch of near misses. We've had a bunch of QB hits as releasing the ball. You know, we had the 8 sacks, obviously, against Jaden Daniels. So when I say they come in bunches, you know, that's what I mean. But, you know, listen, you know, we got to make a mad dash to the finish here in both those areas. You mentioned us getting sacks, and you mentioned third down. I'll speak on that offensively. You know, it's the one thing here in the last few weeks, particularly after Derek got hurt. You mentioned it hasn't been great all year, but we would start a trend in the right direction for the first few weeks after I took over. And then these last few weeks, not so much. I think one of the biggest reasons that our offensive third down numbers haven't been as good as we needed to be is we're not getting ourselves into third down efficient, you know, a third down and mediums. Our third down efficiency has been lousy because we're not, our first and second down efficiency has been lousy in terms of down and distance. And so these third and mediums, third and longs, they're hard to get in this league. You know that from playing quarterback. And even when you play, they were hard to get back then too. And so we've got to make those numbers come back up north for sure, get them back to where, you know, respectable numbers. I agree. If I had to take one stat from the game yesterday and say it was a stat of the game, it was third down. I mean, the Raiders were 10 of 18, whatever that is, 56%. And we were like you said, we were 1 of 10, and we were 0-9 before we were 1 of 10. So that was the number one stat of the game. We couldn't sustain drives. And then we couldn't get ourselves off the field and get our offense back on the field. And that's been the case really here the last 2 weeks. So we got to get back to doing a better job in that area. I completely agree with you. And I think that'll be a huge part of this game this Sunday.
Well, Coach, good luck to you. One more. You can only tackle what's in front of you, and that's Tampa Bay. Good luck against the Buccaneers. And we'll talk to you next week.
Guys, I appreciate you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And I appreciate the support all year. Thank you so much.
YouTube, same to you. Happy New Year.